You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with our legal corner, is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Stuart Grossman, co-founder of Grossman Roth PA, that specializes in catastrophic personal injury and complex litigation cases. Mr. Grossman, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's my pleasure.
So you've been a member of the Florida Bar for 40 years. Tell me about what this accomplishment means to you.
Well, I think if you can practice 40 years in the somewhat violent and busy climate of South Florida and not have a grievance ever filed against you, that's good. But more importantly, I'm sort of one of those people that has seen litigation change over the years from traditional numerous jury trials to the much more limited number of trials that we have today. I've seen shifts in the law where we went from pure liability cases to no-fault automobile cases. I've seen pretty draconian medical malpractice statutes come into play that shamelessly protect doctors and hospitals despite the tremendous damage they've done. I've seen caps on damages come into play. So I think I've lived through a very historic period of time, and just surviving and thriving in that has been an accomplishment since you ask, because there have been a lot of my colleagues, frankly, that just haven't been able to move with the trends, much less thrive with them.
And anytime you've done anything for 40 years as well, you've really accomplished something. So congratulations on your consistency, determination, and persistence there. Now, what was your vision for starting Grossman Roth PA in 1988?
Well, I had been fortunate enough to come out of the best trial firm in town, and Neil Roth had actually defended a case that I was involved with representing the plaintiffs. And it was more like a generational move. We felt that the senior people that we had become partners of were going to be winding down. We had gotten great training. We had tremendous energy. And we wanted to do it our way. And our way then incorporated using experts in ways that hadn't been done, using courtroom techniques that were sort of experimental, bringing exhibits to life more than the traditional way. And I must say that our boutique has carried that on and advanced it tremendously right through today. I've got a partner in trial using all the latest in technology and everything else, and he's doing a great job.
What advice do you have for young attorneys who are interested in opening their own practice today?
Well, I think that that's a two-part question. The advice I have for every young attorney is the standard, which is make sure you love this because it's demanding. And although I've done it for 40 years, I feel like I've really practiced law for 40 days, and that's because, to use Einstein's quote, love what you do, and I do. And I would wish that on everybody, not just in the legal field, but in every field. Now, for those who are opening their own practice, who've taken a step further, I would be very cautionary to them. I'm not telling them not to open your own practice, but I am suggesting that they do it when they have found their niche, and when they've gotten good at something, and when they realize that that's what they want to do, that is specialized in a particular area. I would think it's pretty treacherous waters to just simply open a practice today without having had a variety of experiences, and certainly without having figured out what aspect of the law or what area of the law you want to do.
Today we're joined by Stuart Grossman, co-founder of Grossman Roth PA that specializes in catastrophic personal injury and complex litigation cases, here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with our Legal Corner, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What are the biggest changes that you've seen in the legal industry?
Well, I can take our firm because I think it has reflected it in, to some extent. In the days, in the decades, the first two decades in particular, a lot of jury trials. It was not uncommon to try 5 to 10 cases, huge cases a year. Today, with mandatory mediation in virtually every civil case in virtually every jurisdiction where the parties are sent to mediation, this whole aspect of alternative dispute resolution has overtaken a lot of the volume of jury trials, and cases do get settled now. I was fortunate enough to, you know, earn my stripes back in the day when you had to try cases, so the defense knows what I'm capable of doing. For young lawyers, they're pretty untested. And I don't think they're gonna have more difficulties, hearkening back to your previous question, getting top dollar in cases because no one knows what they can do in trial. So the number of jury trials has diminished, and that's for sure. In terms of broadening our base, which lawyers have had to do, we fell into the class action work and settled and are working on these bank overdraft cases in which the major banks conspired against their customers to make illegal charges involving debit cards. And we've settled now over $1 billion worth of those cases. So it's shifted. We used to do just two or three types of work, and now we do more. And I think that shift is probably true in all of the surviving litigation firms. You've got to broaden your base and yet still be nimble enough to try a case if called.
As I'd mentioned earlier, Grossman Roth PA has been around since 1988. What is Grossman Roth PA known for today?
Meaning business. And by that I tell you that if this case doesn't settle, we will try it. And that makes all the difference in the world to defendants and to insurance companies and the hospitals. They want, if they know that you mean business and that you're prepared to go the distance, spend the money it takes to win a case, represent your client zealously, then you'll be fine. And that's what we stood for in '88, and that's what we stood for as we go into 2014.
Well said, and that certainly speaks volumes. How about telling our listeners, if you would, if they wanted to be in touch and also get more information about Grossman Roth PA online, where would you send them?
Oh, you can do that right on the internet and just go punch in Grossman Roth PA, and you'll see many, many things, or you could punch in my name, Stuart Grossman, or Stuart Z is my middle initial. That's S-T-U-A-R-T, and I got a lot of data out there that I've been fortunate enough to be covered by the media and whatnot, but try the firm Grossman Roth PA in Miami, Florida. And thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. We've had a privilege to speak with Stuart Grossman, co-founder of Grossman Roth PA that specializes in catastrophic personal injury and complex litigation cases, and the website of reference is GrossmanRoth.com. Mr. Grossman, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you again. Bye now.
And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.